Scripture reading, Mark chapter 15, verses 33 through 39. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died, he said, "Surely, this man was the Son of God." Devotional. When we courageously face the wounds and failures of our past and our family of origin, it can fill us with fear or dread. Where was God, we wonder? Why did he allow these things to happen? It can be a painful and confusing experience. When Jesus cried out to God on the cross, the Father did not answer. Yet God was powerfully present in the silence. Jesus remained with his Father even though he didn't feel him, and in the process, he teaches us what true faith is. True faith allows us to call on God even when we do not feel his presence. On the spiritual journey, we can become so dependent on feelings that when we don't feel God in the way we think we should, we give up or take matters into our own hands. But growing up spiritually requires moving past loving our feelings about God to loving God for who he is, even when he seems silent and distant. For this reason, Scripture teaches us that God's silence very often is actually a gift and an expression of his love for us. In fact, we discover that when God seems most absent, he is closer to us and more powerfully at work than ever. Question to consider. How might you hold on to God when he is silent and you don't feel his presence? Prayer. Father, it is easy for me to let my feelings or my circumstances be the indicator of whether you are present or absent in my life. Help me to see that even though I may not feel you in the ways I would like, you are still working powerfully in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.